SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is sounding cautiously optimistic about the prospects for a deal with Iran, a deal to end the war. The president tells reporters on Air Force One that he's pretty sure an agreement will be hammered out given the leadership change in Tehran.
The one regime was decimated, destroyed, they're all dead. The next regime is mostly dead. And the third regime, we're dealing with different people than anybody's dealt with before. It's a whole different group of people.
And Mr. Trump describes that group of leaders as very reasonable. In the meantime, he is not ruling out the possibility of seizing Iran's Karg Island oil terminal in the Persian Gulf. Mr. Trump says he has no problem with a Russian oil tanker off the coast of Cuba delivering relief to the communist island, the target of a U.S. oil blockade.
It isn't clear whether the comment represents a reversal of Washington's fuel blockade policy or a temporary softening. Cuba has been facing long and widespread blackouts across the country, including several nationwide collapses of the electrical grid in recent months. The Cuban government and the Trump administration are in talks to find a route out of the crisis, but both sides have publicly set out certain political and economic red lines, which make it hard to see where they could find common ground.
That's the BBC's Will Grant. In accordance with the president's executive order, tens of thousands of TSA officers could start getting their paychecks today. They've been working without pay for more than a month during the partial government shutdown. Congress failed to resolve a Homeland Security budget impasse before lawmakers left town on a two-week break. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a higher open. The Dow futures up 156 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 91 points. This is SRN News. A new snapshot of religious radio in the U.S.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that 25% of all AM and FM stations in the country have a faith focus. 45% of all adults say they listen to religious audio programming, and about three-quarters of those listeners at least occasionally tune into the radio. The report adds that, quote, podcasts and streaming services are also important sources of religious programming, and nearly all of the popular radio shows are also available on these platforms. Michael Harrington reporting.
Multiple states are challenging the federal rules that allow the abortion drug mifepristone to be prescribed via telehealth. Requiring in-person prescriptions instead would at least dent the ability of out-of-state providers to get pills into pro-life states. Louisiana has such a lawsuit in federal court there. The attorneys general of Florida and Texas have one in Texas as well. This is SRN News. Historians are excited by another link to the Underground Railroad that's been discovered in New York City, and now comes a fight to make sure it is preserved. Correspondent Julie Walker reports from New York.
Historians hail it as the first intact Underground Railroad site found in New York in over 160 years, a secret passageway to help slaves escape under a drawer at the Merchant's House Museum. Operations Director Emily Hill Wright says they knew it was there. They did not know the significance until.
We learned something really important about Joseph Brewster, who's the man who built and designed this house. And what we learned is that he was an abolitionist.
The secret passage is under a built-in dresser drawer you remove and climb into.
The passage itself is about 2 foot square and extends down over 15 feet. There is a built-in ladder.
Julie Walker, New York.
More details at srnnews.com.